And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Glad you're joining us on this beautiful final Tuesday in February. Joining me in the studio as we open the show is a gentleman that I started my day with this morning, and it looks like I'm ending my day with Mr. Sanford Cohen, owner of this radio station and all of our family members here at Arizona's Hometown Radio Group.
It was a lovely event, and congratulations to Jim up at Gabby's Grill for putting on a really spectacular spread.
Boy, didn't he. Yes, we're referring to the Chamber's quarterly breakfast that we had a very limited number of people able to attend because of guidelines and restrictions and rules, which, you know, I love, you know, me and rules. But anyway, we did live stream it. It will be on Channel 56 along with, again, on our Facebook and YouTube channels. But Sanford, you kind of wrapped up the program for the day talking about kind of like what's 2021 going to be looking like. And I was really happy that you had some very positive things to say.
Right. Well, and, you know, the certainly you'd have to think that the worst is over by now. You know, and so if that is the case, then 2021, the remainder of it, should be mostly a recovery of sorts. People recovering their way of life, their ability to go out and socialize, to want to be entertained, you know, and of course, you know, Prescott Valley is in a unique position to take advantage of all of that.
Kind of exciting, huh?
Yeah.
Equally exciting, and one of the things we did earlier and why I made him stay around the studio today was celebrate 35 years.
Huh.
We don't look a day over, right? And yeah. I remember your 20th, I was telling you. You know, I've been here 15 years. But 35 years of having the radio station here. Your first station was in Prescott Valley.
That's right. And we started at the corner of Robert Road and Jackie Drive in what's now a dentist's office. Our antenna was mounted on a telephone pole next to the studio, and all 3,200 people in the town of Prescott Valley could hear us when we went on the air September 1st, 1985, the first radio station here.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
We're glad to be here to celebrate with you, and all of us at the Chamber say thank you for your leadership, being a part of the community, allowing us this time to talk about what's going on in Prescott Valley. We got a great show coming up this afternoon with wonderful things happening up. Yeah, we got Trey Medlock with the Northern Arizona Wranglers talking about what's going on with them.
So pass.
So we're going to take a short break here.
Kick.
When we come back, more on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You're listening to KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQNA.com. Hello to my sister Sandy in California listening in. We'll be right back.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
Oh, we did a lot of driving over the holidays, didn't we, Max? But it's February already. What do you think? Road trip?
The Findlay Subaru Crosstrek. Extra power, capability, and sporty fun. True symmetrical all-wheel drive brushes off slush, snow, and rain, while a larger cargo area, extra ground clearance, and raised roof rails let you adventure in style. To the great outdoors or the grocery store.
You're awful quiet back there, Max. You okay? Hey, get out of the snacks. Those are mine, too.
Right now, a new 2021 Subaru Crosstrek has 0.9% APR. Or lease for $219 per month. Remaining new 2020 models have as low as 0% financing. Love is out there. Find it in a Crosstrek. Findlay Subaru Prescott and online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offers on approved credit through 3/1/21. Lease standard Crosstrek trim code MRB-03 for 36 months. 10,000 miles per year, $24.19 at lease signing. Zero security deposit.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It's been a fun day today. Well, joining me now is Trey Medlock, the owner of the Northern Arizona Wranglers, our indoor arena football team. That, Trey, let's just talk about it. Give us an update on what's going on. You've been on the show before. We see a lot of the excitement. I am loving the Facebook posts and sharing that I'm getting that are talking about the players you're signing and the activities, the pen that we're in. What do you call it?
The bullpen.
The bullpen. Yes, I'm part of the bullpen, you know. And so let's talk about it because of COVID and things have changed just a little bit.
Well, things are getting better. That's what I like to say about COVID.
Right.
And I think it's nationwide, but I know here in Yavapai County, it's getting better by the day, which excites me. Our first home game is still not until May 16th, so by that time we really hope, pray, cross our fingers and anything else that we're at a full capacity for the arena, because that Sunday we play the Arizona Rattlers. So we want as many people
right
in the building as possible for that first game.
I mean, that's going to be like one of our closest rivals.
It is. And unfortunately, because of COVID, we had to redo the schedule about 8 different times. And we had them on old schedules multiple, playing Arizona multiple times up here. But now it's just one time here and one time in Phoenix. So, and it happens to be opening day.
Now, did the season shorten because of setting it back, or did the back end kind of go out a little
further? Well, we went further, but we can the schedule is a 14-game schedule, but we have on August the 28th, we have that date set aside that if we're in the playoffs, then we'll have a playoff game that weekend. If not, we have a firm commitment from the Tampa Bay Tornadoes, which is a different league. Mm-hmm. They are going to come out here and play us. So my goal was to make sure that we have 8 home games like we promised everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But COVID was really putting a damper on that. And so we've got 8 games scheduled. We have 8 dates scheduled. That last game could be a playoff game, or it could be a game against the Tampa Bay Tornadoes.
And that'll be part of your season ticket package.
That is part of your season ticket package and sponsorship package, and yes.
So, well, I know that I've gotten my season tickets. I had fun picking them back in October when you had that pick a seat night, And so we're ready, but season tickets are still are available now, right?
Oh, season tickets are going to be on sale all the way up to the first the game. Then we'll start selling individual game tickets on April the 15th. Will be the first tax day. Tax day, you can start buying individual games tickets for all eight of the individual games.
Right. Okay. Well, so, there you have it. Something to look forward to. Invest in our, you know, local sports entertainment here in Prescott Valley and the Quad Cities, the Northern Arizona Wranglers. Tell us a little bit about the players. I've been watching you some of the, you know, the signings that you've been posting on Facebook. It's kind of fun to see the talent you're getting.
Well, it's because there's not another outdoor league this year, such as the XFL, there's a lot of players that are available. Also, the Canadian Football League is not playing, which has really opened up the doors for a lot of really good players. And our coaches have done what I think is an excellent job of recruiting these guys. They're going to live. They'll be getting into town in April. They're going to live here for the entire season, and so we're excited about them. I, you know, individually, I couldn't tell you anything about one player versus this player, but I know that we've got a lot of quality players. This is a developmental league, so you'll see seven veterans that have played multiple years in the league, but then it's really geared towards these guys right out of college that have they've used up all of their eligibility, and they're trying to make a name for themselves, whether it be getting film for the CFL for next year or for the NFL. So it's going to be a young team, but we're excited about that because young guys, they're a little bit more hungry than those older veterans.
Right, right. I like the when you say film now, what do you mean they're going to get film?
Well, guys want to – how they get picked up in the next league through a free agency is their film, meaning the game film that we record and how they play and how they, you know, how they perform. So we call it film.
Okay. Well, just clarifying a little bit.
Absolutely.
You know, the lingo that, you know, you're used to speaking, but some of us aren't necessarily used to hearing. Okay. I've been following on Facebook also. You're still having the survey out to name your mascot.
Yes. Mascot. Mm-hmm. Mascot was born and raised in Toronto, Canada. We got him across customs, which was not very easy because of COVID. He is now hanging out here in Prescott Valley, and we're going to introduce him here pretty quick. He's anxious. He's gotten used to the climate. It's a little bit warmer here than it is in Toronto. So yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. I think the actual introduction is going to happen at Liberty Elementary Junior mm-hmm. High. I think it's March 12th, but we've got a lot of things happening with him. We've got a kids club that's going to be a part of the mascot. We've got a new program that's going to be coming out, Adopt a Player, where season ticket holders adopt a player. They get to feed them as many times as they want, but we ask them to, you know, give these guys a good home-cooked meal once a week and lots of things to add to that.
Let me ask you about that because, yeah, you know, that just piqued my interest because I've got this, you know, this group of girls, you know, that we've all got our season tickets
right
in this little section. Do you bring it, like, to where they live or something
no
like that, or they actually come to your house?
We want them to come to your house and dine in and
be a family.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's they're leaving their families to come here. So yeah, we want to, and we know most of them aren't great cooks. And
I think up their minds on other things,
exactly,
you know, keeping in shape and
yeah
fed and all of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So uh-huh we are, it's adopt a player, and you'll see more of that come out on our website. You're also going to see we've got a great travel promotion with the team. So we play Spokane June, or I don't remember the date, in Spokane. And two lucky winners are going to get to travel with the team. They're going to hotel. Everything's paid for. Get to go to the game. Get to have all their meals with the team for a Spokane trip. So that's going to be coming out. So we got a lot of things happening. And then as the season gets nearer, you're going to see even more things.
So are you going to have special evenings to introduce? Let's say you're introducing the mascot at Liberty Traditional School, but is there going to be a general evening event where you're going to introduce the mascot? I know you have a dance team.
Well, that's why I was asking you when the chamber's going to start having these in-person opportunities to get together again, because I would love to bring the mascot and the dance team and the head coach all to an event.
To a big event, yeah. Let's work on that.
Let's put
our heads together and see how we can make that happen, because I think that would be great for the community, great for the chamber, great for the team.
It would be, and that's a great way to get people out and about.
They're ready.
Hey, everybody's ready. Maybe we just have a big courtyard with outdoor and...
We got it. We can find that for you.
All right.
One big pep rally.
One small pep rally.
Well, small pep rally. Okay, everybody's going like, well, we have to make it small. But you know me, I think big. I think big. And, you know, being the old pep girl that I was back in the day, it's still in my heart. So I'm ready to, you know, I'm ready to tailgate, ready to have that pep rally, ready to support the team.
Speaking of tailgating, you know, that is going to be one of our biggest things that we are putting on besides the football game. Every game, we are going to have tailgating in the parking lot. We're working currently with the powers to be to make sure that we set the rules properly and everything. But we want people to come out and tailgate. We want people to grill a burger and, you know, just have a good time before the game starts. So tailgating is going to start, we think, around noon on our two Sunday games, and then probably 2 o'clock for our 6 o'clock Saturday night game. So that is something that we're going to have live entertainment. We're going to have activities for the kids, Little Dealer, Little Prices. They're going to have their RVs out there. Pinnacle Bank's going to be out there. And we're waiting on a couple other partners that we think are going to end up being out there for us. And we want a car show. So we want a lot of different things that for everybody to be involved in. But tailgating is very important to us.
Excellent. Okay, one last question because we're running out of time here. Sponsorships available?
Absolutely.
Businesses, individuals, a variety of ways to get involved, invested, and be a part of the team?
Correct. And we call them partnerships.
Partnerships.
Because it is a true partnership. We've got a lot of businesses that are on board, but we're always looking for more. And excited about where we are with this. We've got some great partners that believe in what's going to happen, and we know that we can get more.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got still got 2 months. So,
and how would anybody get a hold of you, or if they're interested in something, Trey?
You call us at 928-379-5581.
Okay.
That's our office number, or you can call me on my cell, 662-638-5755, and we'd love to show you all the different things that we have for you. And it's relatively inexpensive, and it's a great way to showcase your business, because we try to tie in tickets, and we also try to tie in some promotions on top of the signage. So it's not just signage. It's a combination of things.
Yes, and you and I are going to have to sit down and plan our chamber day at the Wranglers,
yes,
because we were going to do it in April, and now we're back into...
We're going to look at it in May. June. June the 5th, I think. Or June the 12th, one of those two dates.
Sounds great. Okay. So, well, we'll put our heads together, and we'll plan this big, small pep rally.
Perfect.
All right. Trey Medlock, owner, Northern Arizona Wranglers. Here, it's coming May
16th. It's
first
a Sunday.
Game. Sunday game
against the Rattlers.
Arizona Rattlers. So you don't want to miss that game for sure. Anyway, or any of the whole season. So thank you, Trey. We're going to take a short break here and keep on going here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&AWorldwide.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba dabba doo.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
As the new year begins, I want to thank everyone who supported Augie's during 2020. It was a difficult year to be in the restaurant business, but with your continued patronage, we made it work. There is no telling what 2021 will bring, but you can rest assured we are ready to meet every challenge and provide you with the quality and service you have known from everyone at Augie's. Here's hoping 2021 is a better year for all of us, and from Augie's, thank you for making us the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Thank you for joining. Thanks for Trey Medlock for giving us an update on the Northern Arizona Wranglers. I don't know about you, but I've been getting kind of requests. What's going on? What's going on because of COVID? And now you heard it. Everything's moving forward. We're excited. May 16th, opening game. So we're thrilled. All right. Ready, my next guest here in the studio. Well, first of all, I have Mona Stevens back. She was last with us when we discussed Martin Luther King Day of Service. Welcome back, Mona. Glad to have you.
Nice to be here with you.
Good to have you back. And we got all those toiletries collected for you. And you did a really great job because I saw pictures of the Boy Scouts delivering, but holy smokes.
Yeah, it was so great. Thank you for participating in that and making it even better.
Well, we're glad to meet you and be able to help, too. Can help our homeless folks, and that was very important. And also we have Joelle Zuberi. They're both with United Way here, and we're going to be talking today about the United Way Student Ambassador Program. Now, is this a new program that you've developed for outreach into maybe a younger demographic?
So it's a partnership between Arizona Serve and the United Way.
Okay.
So the Student Ambassador Program has been around since 2019, but this year United Way jumped on board to help us expand and grow it because it's been such a huge success in the Prescott Unified School District and North Point School in Prescott.
Mm-hmm. So what is so Arizona Serve, that was always a program with you?
Yep, the AmeriCorps program.
The AmeriCorps program. And it started in 2019, and then 2020 hit, so I'm sure that was probably breaks, you know, or you know, changing a little bit of the momentum going, but back with the investment with United Way. So partnerships make everything stronger.
Yeah, and hopefully we can get this program out there to more places. I mean, right now, Bradshaw Mountain's looking at getting this in, so it'll be out in PV. Yes, go Bears. We're looking at Mingus, Seligman, Ash Fork, and we're trying to get a few other schools to join and help their kids.
Well, tell us a little bit about the program. You're obviously targeting your high school students. So what is it they actually do? How are they involved? And what's kind of like the criteria or the responsibility or the description of the program itself?
Okay. So how the program, and then you can just chime in anytime, Joel.
You're angry. But we do want to hear from Joel. We do want to hear from her.
Don't let me monopolize the mic.
Because we're used to each other now, you know. We've done this before.
I know. Your guys' synergy is very wonderful.
So go ahead.
In 2019, we realized that we weren't hitting the teenage population. So to be an AmeriCorps member, which for those of you who don't know, AmeriCorps in like two words is the domestic version of the Peace Corps. But we weren't hitting the teenagers. So to be an AmeriCorps member, you can be 17 years or older, but we didn't have a program specialized for that. The nonprofits that we were working with, they didn't really have things for teens to do. So we were thinking of how could we give teens the same opportunities to boost their resumes, to get career experience, to get the same education awards as the other AmeriCorps members and our amazing director, Annie Reifsnyder. She came up with this idea of the Student Ambassador Program, which would allow these high school seniors who had either an interest in becoming teachers or working with a nonprofit, that they would be able to get that firsthand experience. Also, it's a dual enrollment thing, so they'll also be able to get college and high school credits for it.
Wow.
And they get some money, and it looks really, really good on their resume. And we just wanted to give them that leg up. And the program is designed to target first-generation college-bound students, but we don't discriminate. If somebody has an interest, we take them.
Mm-hmm. So it's the seniors you're looking for.
Yep.
At that level. And the talents are amazing. You have untapped talents there.
Yeah.
With those senior students. So yeah. What types of activities, jobs, functions do they do, Joelle?
Yeah, so the student ambassadors, they serve up to 300 hours in either middle school or elementary school setting, and they're there to assist the teachers. They help mentor the students, and they help just give them the students' individualized attention as well. And what's really important, especially in Yavapai County, there is a teacher shortage, to be frank. And so having the student ambassador program be a part of PUSD and having it expand into other schools helps kind of mitigate the teacher shortage that we're experiencing right now.
Well, gives that teacher time to teach and not do maybe some of the little work that, you know, can be done by like an aide.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that. And yet it's almost a volunteer with coming out of AmeriCorps.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. So they're actually back to they're in high school, they're actually assigned back into their local schools. And do you pick those schools or to evaluate the needs of those schools? Do those schools apply? Let's say, let's just take Bradshaw Mountain High School, go Bears, just for a minute, because that's my little...
Did you go there?
No, but I just love them.
Okay.
I just love them. Anyway, so if you had a student from there, then they might be assigned to work one of the elementary schools in Humboldt Unified School District, let's say, like Valley, Mountain View, some of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. And sometimes do they get a choice? Or do you really actually have the assessment already done and the needs are already determined and then you would assign them?
So the school district actually finds classrooms that have the greatest needs. So we work with the superintendent and they identify classrooms that need those students and then they go in.
So there's a third partnership in this whole program too. AmeriCorps, United Way, and your local school district.
Yeah.
And how strong is that? And what an influence that could be on younger students, you know, the kids in the elementary school who have a mentor, a helper, or somebody there that's really closer to their age than maybe somebody like me that's grandma that just wants to cuddle them.
Yeah, actually, I was talking to a student ambassador not too long ago, and she serves at a middle school here at PUSD, and a student reached out to her because she was failing a math class, and so she ended up tutoring her for an upcoming exam, and it ended up, like, the student just needed to vent about something, and the student ambassador was just there to listen and to give her advice, and I think that's a really significant part about the student ambassador program, is that they're there just to also be a mentor, and it's a lot more comfortable to share, like, difficult things that are going on when you have someone that is in high school, too, compared to an older teacher.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So how does a student get involved? They're listening to the show right now, or maybe their folks are listening to the show and say, this might be something my, you know, son or daughter might be interested. What are their first steps to becoming a student ambassador?
I would say if they're either at Bradshaw, Mingus, or Seligman, or Ash Fork right now, approach their principal or their guidance counselor, because they are looking to identify students that want to be in this program.
Okay.
And if it's a school district or a school that we're not in yet, reach out to us, either United Way, or you can reach out to Arizona Serve. Just go to arizonaserve.org.
And then student ambassador program is on there?
Yeah.
And then just one quick question, Joelle, you mentioned it, but is there some kind of training or some kind of guidelines that are given the student ambassadors before they go back into the schools?
Yes.
There is. They were both getting ready to answer me.
Did you want to speak to it? Yeah, so AmeriCorps, we do train them on what to do, but they'll get the in-classroom instruction from the teachers. But we do train them in civic leadership and engagement, so that way when they actually get done with their 300 hours, they'll have 4 college credits and a certification in civic leadership and engagement.
Wow. What a win-win opportunity situation. I know Mason's sitting over here. He's kind of closer to that age than I am, but he's looking at me like, what? But, again, what a great program. So, again, Mona, thank you for joining us, Arizona Serve. I mean, great programs. You guys are amazing over there. Thank you so much, Mona Stevens. And Joelle Zaberry, thank you so much. United Way, what a partnership. So if you have any other questions, you can always contact me at the chamber, too, and I can connect you with any of those resources to make sure that we're reaching out. It's an opportunity for our high school students to get, I think, that education, that entry-level experience. Mm-hmm. So it's terrific. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Absolutely. United Way Student Ambassador Program. You heard it here, right here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
An injury, medical condition, or the wear and tear of life. They can all keep you from the activities you enjoy. If an orthopedic procedure is on your horizon, or if you need care for an accident that results in a fracture or other injury, choose Dr. Francisco Haume with Dignity Health, Yavapai Regional Medical Group. Dr. Haume has the experience you want when you're facing a potentially life-changing condition. He's a board-certified orthopedic specialist skilled in the latest surgical procedures. Dr. Haume specializes in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, hand and shoulder surgery, fracture and tendon repair, joint replacements, and most of all, helping you enjoy life again. Learn more at dignityhealth.org/YRMC or call 928-708-4545. Hello, human kindness.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
time now for a check of your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. The Dewey-Humboldt Town Council meets in a special session at 6:30 tonight to discuss the town manager hiring process.
Earlier this month, council severed ties with interim manager Jim Thomas effective immediately and without cause. Discussion on employment of a new manager at Town Hall on Highway 69 are closed to the public. When council reconvenes in open session, it will consider an award of the Hill Street Improvements bid. Earth Resources submitted the low bid of nearly $207,000. This project includes construction of sidewalk and curb and gutter, drainage improvements, and road repair on Humboldt Street from the intersection at Huron Street to Hill Street and on Hill from the Humboldt intersection to the end of the street. More information on how to watch this meeting is available at dhaz.gov. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Yavapai County residents can do some cleaning up at no charge.
The Board of Supervisors and Public Works Department will be holding the cleanup at the Black Canyon City Transfer Station on Landfill Road tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. The program is for residential use only and commercial loads will not be accepted. Items that will be accepted include household appliances, bagged trash, auto batteries, unmounted tires, furniture, and yard trimmings. Loose trash will be refused, as will liquids, hazardous materials, cars, and dead animals. The cleanup is open to all county residents and will run March 3rd, 5th, and 6th, with drop-off hours of 8 to 4. Participants are asked to follow CDC COVID-19 guidelines, including practicing physical distancing and wearing face coverings. For more information, call the Yavapai County Public Works Department at 771-3183. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear and breezy overnight tonight, sunny and windy tomorrow. Those wind gusts are getting over 20 miles per hour. Sunshine to round out your work week. Expect a low of 34 tonight with a high tomorrow of 62, 54 for the high on Thursday. In the Verde Valley, 37 tonight with a high tomorrow of 70, Thursday high of 61. That's a check of your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. I'm Lindsay Draper for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
If you're new to the area, there are probably a few things you're still figuring out. But hey, that's what we're here for. I want to make sure you know about Pure Solar and Electrical. These guys have been around for decades. They've probably hooked up your favorite businesses or even your neighbors. They can set you up with whatever you're looking for. Whether it's electrical, generators, premium long-term battery storage, and of course solar, they've got it. Plus, Pure Solar and Electrical is an authorized dealer for the new and improved Quiet Cool Whole Home Fan. The Quiet Cool Fan system saves you money, improves your air quality, and it's energy efficient. If you haven't met them already, there's no better time. Go and see them in Prescott Valley and see a Quiet Cool Fan today. Give them a call to find out more at 445-7491 or check them out online at puresolaraz.com. That's puresolaraz.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It is time for Chamber Spotlight on Business, and I'm excited to have my guest in the studio today. Jess Costa is back, Freedom Corps Pilates, and we talked to her, what's been a month ago or so, Jess?
Yes,
and at the time, she's new to the community, opening Freedom Corps Pilates, but for a variety of reasons, one of which is shipping, we kind of didn't have an opening date.
Correct.
So, Jess, we have an opening date now.
We do.
So let's share that and some of the plans you've got going on, the opportunities to take advantage of. And I was telling her, I signed up today to, for my membership because I continue to believe that fitness is an important part of my life now, and I've been on a mission since my first New Year's resolution, my revolution to be good. And this is kind of what I've added to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited now. So
yeah.
Tell us about it. What's
Absolutely,
going on?
Absolutely. Yes. So we finally have our opening date. It's March 12th. We will be opening our doors, having our reformers and all the equipment. That weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we will be holding free introductory classes that will be 30 minutes long for anyone and everyone that wants to come and try the reformer. We have 6 spaces per class. The classes will be 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 12 p.m. If we have a need for more, we'll bring on more. I'm totally good with that. That would actually make me happy.
Fill up the first...
We happy. And that is the same schedule we will have Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we're hoping that people will come by that are interested in the reformer, interested in what Pilates is. I'm realizing a lot of people in the community may have done the mat Pilates but never worked on the machine, which right. is pretty much what we are here to do, is mm-hmm. bring the machine to the community. So, again, an amazing machine and really great. The only thing is there are spots, so people will need to actually sign up. So I encourage going to the website, our website, freedomcorpilates.com. You'll see the schedule tab, and then you'll go ahead and be able to see on March 12th, 13th and 14th that you can schedule yourself in a class.
Right. Well, even though I believe in you and know that this is something I want to do, I've never done a reformer.
I know.
I'm going to sign up for the grand opening 30-minute class just to see what I'm getting myself into.
I know. You and all your girlfriends.
I tell everybody, I'm going to try this new thing, you know, and they're like, I want to do that. I want to do that, mm-hmm. too. And so
yes.
pretty much, you know, we're finding out. Located in Prescott Valley, easily convenient to mm-hmm. Everyone working there in Prescott Valley. And it sounds like a lot of fun. And
yes.
you really are going to make it fun. In addition to the reformer, you were telling me you have other stretching classes mm-hmm. and
cardio,
things like that.
Cardio classes as well, just as well as the traditional reformer class. And I always encourage people that might be a little intimidated or scared of the machine that I'm here to guide you. I'm here to help you. So come in with a really good, fun attitude. Don't be afraid.
No.
A lot of people have been getting that comment that they're a little afraid to come try it. And I encourage those people to come see me because that's what I'm here for.
Well, it is something new.
It, yes.
And what I appreciate, mm-hmm. too, is when I signed up is also that by logging in and having access, mm-hmm. there's a whole program that it's a total fitness and you can document journaling and your diet mm-hmm. and your exercise and your water intake. I mean, you can really work through mm-hmm. that, your website.
Correct.
In addition to your workouts.
Correct.
And I really like that because yeah. that's kind of the accountability is what makes things like this successful.
Exactly.
And plus picking
exactly.
your girlfriends to go.
Well, hey, any group of girlfriends that want to come, just try it, make a day of it. I totally encourage it. It's fun. Again, we make it a good time. It's not meant to be scary or intimidating at all. So I just encourage people to have fun working out and moving their body.
Well, I highly encourage everybody to come and meet you.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
come
that
to the
too.
Studio
I'm excited.
Because you're excited. You are a energy ball of energy, a breath of fresh air. We're so happy you
Thank
chose
you.
Prescott Valley. Let's tell everybody the address and the website where they can go on and sign up for the free 30-minute
Introductory
class.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The weekend of March 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Yes, correct. So we're located 8168 East Florentine, Unit C in Prescott Valley. And then the website is freedomcorpilates.com.
And
all the information is on there for you.
You make it very easy. And if you're interested in becoming a founding member, which the first 25 that sign up will become a founding member, just a few benefits.
Few benefits are probably the main one is you get $10 off for the first 6 months. So a couple different packages. One would be an 8-pack, so you get 8 classes per month, or we have the unlimited option. So you can come as much as you want anytime throughout the entire month.
And that's why I mentioned the other classes because, you know, you may say, well, maybe I don't want to do reformer, you know, twice a week, but
Correct.
You've got reformer and cardio
mm-hmm.
or reformer and the stretching that
Correct.
Kind of is a total body workout for the week.
Yes, and a lot of people really like to do like a cardio class and stay for a stretch class or like to do a mm-hmm. regular reformer class and a cardio class. There's a lot of people on an unlimited package that double up, sometimes triple up. I had some women in California where I'm from that would spend 4 hours with me and do 4 classes in a row.
Oh, I bet they were just fitness
animals. Hey, I liked it. I got to spend a Saturday with my friends, so I didn't mind. But.
And one of the things, you know, when we talk about it's intimidating or something, when you get there and you're with, you know, folks and you start going on a regular basis, it becomes your gym family.
Correct.
And that could be, you know, again, a place where you know everybody and they kind of know you and it's familiar and it becomes your workout family.
Correct. And you start going at the same time, you start meeting the same people, seeing them, and you become friends outside. And that's something that we're wanting to do is really grow the community and have a community in the studio. So it's not just about working out.
Mm-hmm.
The community is definitely something where I hold a little special place that I want to build for the town of Prescott Valley.
Well, thank you. Jess Costa is here. She's got Freedom Core Pilates grand opening March the 12th. But be sure and go to the website to sign in. And again, the reformers are separated by plenty of space, all that social distancing and all that health stuff. You know, she's following that to your comfort level too.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's what's important. So
yes.
Just thank you for joining us.
Thank
you. And congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We're going to open now.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Because that's why I wanted to bring you back.
Yes.
You know, we got good news now. Okay, joining us also is Steve Schott. He is the owner of Schott Financial Management. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Marnie. How are you today?
I'm great. Let's talk about financial management, something some people place a lot of emphasis on, and there's some folks that haven't really given it a whole lot of thought. Are you working with both types of people?
Absolutely. So I think something you and I just talked about was it's never too late to start. And a lot of times people put off, maybe they work for a company that does not have a plan or a 401k. But certainly there's lots of things out there for people in the community to invest and save for retirement. It's never too late to start. It's never too early to start either.
Uh-huh. So how does that work? Does somebody make an appointment with you and say, okay, here I am, let me give you an idea here. I'm 40 years old. I kind of work on my own. I really haven't really paid attention to retirement. And I'm 40. It still seems like a long way off, but I haven't done anything. It's not too late. How would you guide me?
So you would start out with an IRA, either traditional or simple or a SEP, which is self-employed person IRA.
Mm-hmm.
That would allow you to go ahead and put some money away. It also allowed you a tax deduction. So a lot of people don't realize that. You put the money away, you get a tax deduction on your business. Limits are $6,000 for people under the age of 50, $7,000 for people over the age of 50. So that's a really good way to get started.
Is that per year?
That's per year.
Uh-huh.
Correct. So, you know, I have a 22-year-old daughter, and she worked out at Antelope Hills last summer, and she started putting money away into an IRA. But, you know, that's a business that we're in, so it makes sense that she does that. But I would encourage anybody and everybody to start putting money away in an IRA. If you're a younger person, you probably want to put money in a Roth IRA.
Right. And when you talk about tax deductible, it actually comes off of your taxable income.
It does.
Right?
It
so
does.
Let's say you put $3,000 away, you make $40,000 a year, your taxable income's $37,000.
Correct. And so, if you have a business, you can use a simple or a SEP, and that's just a business line expense deduction. So that's
if you own your own business.
Correct.
But an individual that is employed by maybe a company that doesn't necessarily offer a pension or a retirement plan, you can just do it on your own.
Do a traditional IRA, absolutely.
And I don't think enough people know that it does come off your taxable income, goes into this little however you set up the plan, you know, where the investment is, and it just builds year after year, and then eventually you'll look at it and you say, my gosh, I didn't realize that I'd saved that much money.
Key to investing is always putting money in over time. So the longer you leave it in there, and the more often you put in, you dollar cost average in by when the market's at different levels. You know, in the end, overall the market, you know, returns 10 or 12% a year. That means your money's doubling every 7.5 years. That's the compounding of money.
And do you recommend various investment portfolios?
I do. So depending on age of people and risk tolerance is what we try and do. We generally meet with people one meeting and just kind of talk about how they feel about risk, where they are in life, when they want to retire, and then the next meeting we'll come up with a portfolio. All our portfolios are unique. So we don't have cookie cutters that we put people in. But, you know, depending on age of people, we have different age people in this room. A couple of them would be in a growth fund, you know, 100%. And a couple of us might have a little bit of more bonds in their funds.
Well, some of us are looking like maybe a withdrawal in a few years. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then, again, let's talk about that. So that money's in that fund. You don't worry about it. And then you, you know, hit the age of 65, 70, whenever you retire, you can draw on that money.
Correct. So you can't draw on it without a penalty until age 59 and a half.
Right.
At age 72, you have to start drawing on the money. So the idea is the money goes in, the IRS is giving you a break to save for your retirement. There's an incentive there. As we all know, taxes are inevitable.
Right.
So they do want that money out in your lifetime. So it becomes taxable when you retire and when you decide to take the money out. But it grows tax-free.
Right. And in many cases, once you retire, let's say depending on what your plan was, you might be on Social Security, your income is lower. So therefore, by taking it out, the tax that is taxed on that is taxed at a lower rate too.
That's the plan.
Right.
Yep, that's always the plan.
Right. So let's talk about where you're located, how to get a hold of you. Sounds like you're ready to help people. And I strongly advise that. I've got a young, you know, I've got a son that's, you know, worked different jobs and different jobs, never really set up something. And that's something I recommend to him.
Okay. So we service all of Yavapai County, licensed in 30 states. We're located at 824 Valley Street in Prescott. We've been around since 1986. Have a nice staff of there are six of us there to help. Phone number is 928-776-1031. Our website, shotfinancial.com. So that's an easy way.
S-C-H-O-T-T.
S-C-H-O-T-T, correct.
Shotfinancial.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I think you've given people a positive hope that it's not too late. Start saving, and you'll have a little bit to add to it the later years when you want to have that money.
And never try and time the market. It's the time to get in is when you have the money.
Just do it now.
Yep.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here, giving us some little food for thought. And it's early 2021, so make that part of not only your health and fitness plan, but a financial plan. It's always good to get started. Jess Costa, March 12th, I'll see you there.
Thank you.
We'll be welcoming you in grand opening.
We'll see you.
All right. Thank you all for joining us. Chamber Spotlight on Business. Short break when we come back. It's the last Tuesday in February. Can you believe that? You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
As the new year begins, I want to thank everyone who supported Augie's during 2020. It was a difficult year to be in the restaurant business, but with your continued patronage, we made it work. There is no telling what 2021 will bring, but you can rest assured we are ready to meet every challenge and provide you with the quality and service you have known from everyone at Augie's. Here's hoping 2021 is a better year for all of us, and from Augie's, thank you for making us the place to dine on Highway 69.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba dabba doo.
At American Family Insurance, we've always protected more than what you drive. We protected and supported the dreams that drive you. That's why we're extending our 10% savings on auto premium for all current and new personal auto customers through March, so you can continue to dream fearlessly. After all, dreams have always been valuable, but they've never been more important, and neither has supporting them. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Some exclusions apply. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. So glad you're joining us today on this last Tuesday in February. It's been a great month. Our chamber, Brady and Gloria and I, some board members, ambassadors, we're out visiting a lot of our businesses, and we called it sharing the chamber love, but actually recognizing that our business community is the heart of our businesses and our community and what keeps the economy going. So we were out delivering chocolates and having fun with pictures. If you go to our Facebook, you'll be able to see a lot of the photos and or on our website. But again, we talked about the quarterly breakfast and the live streaming progress, 2021, what's going on in Prescott Valley. Just keep an eye out. It'll be up on our YouTube and Facebook posts so you can catch it all over again, or on Channel 56. All the good news as we move forward. So thank you again for joining us. We keep looking forward to all the good things we've got going on and glad to share them here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Have a great 2 weeks, everyone.
Been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.